Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
There is some good news, though, for bankruptcy lawyers. They are one group enjoying a boom in this tight economy. That means there are thousands of consumers filing. And adding to those troubles, more and more companies are taking a fall. Several high-profile chain stores are broke. Bombay and Linen and Things are just two. Other chains like Foot Locker, Borders, and Circuit City say they're downsizing. One industry group says nearly 5,600 stores will close in 2008, and that's up 25% from last year. Michael Barbaro, that also means thousands of people are losing their jobs, right?
Yeah, something like 11,000 retail workers may be losing their job from these eight bankruptcies.
Michael Barbaro is covering the story for The New York Times. We're really talking about mid-sized chains, right? From furniture stores like Levitt's to electronic stores like Sharper Image.
Yeah, most of these are regional retailers, not the big national players. And basically what's happened is that these stores have begun acting like a lot of the customers they complain about who spend way beyond their means. And banks and other lenders are cutting up these stores' credit cards. And without any extra money, they go into bankruptcy.
And how do we measure what the collateral damage will be? For example, you say in your story that Sharper Image actually owes UPS $6.6 million. Now, is the post office, are they ever going to get that money? And there must be all kinds of other ancillary businesses that support what these stores do.
I'll give you a really great example. The New York Times is owed about $500,000 from Fortunoff, a funny thing we stumbled into in the bankruptcy filings. The reality is that most creditors never get paid in these kinds of bankruptcies. So whether it's a small shipping company in Arizona or something like UPS, which is owed tens of millions of dollars, generally they're paid pennies on the dollar.
Now, is this, John and I were talking about this earlier, and he was just wondering, is this a macro issue? In other words, are some of these stores that I already mentioned, plus JCPenney's and Lowe's Office Depot, they're downsizing. Is this going to be a new reality?
It is to a certain degree, and in certain industries. You know, the furniture retailing industry is definitely going to shrink. The housing market is tanking. There's just no reason for so many regional furniture chains to exist. There's no demand, or there's a lot less demand, so it's going to be shrinking. But when it comes to discounters, there's evidence that Walmart and other chains are doing quite well, and they're going to continue to expand. A lot of chains, for example, Lowe's, are just pausing their expansion. They're going to sort of wait and see. For example, they might be opening a store in California or in Florida where the housing market is really in turmoil, and they're saying, let's wait until things calm down a bit, then we'll build that 100,000-square-foot store we were talking about.
Because, of course, everyone wants to see if this spending on gas and food, which, with those things rising, is crowding out other things. The question is how long that will last, right?
It's going to last for a while. There's no sign that food prices and gasoline prices are going to fall, and when you're spending that much money on the bare necessities, you don't have an appetite on Friday and Saturday and Sunday to go to the mall and splurge on new luggage, new bedding, you know, a new coat. It just doesn't exist. So that's a terrible burden for the department store industry and the furniture retail industry.
But what's really fascinating here is that bigger stores, or I should say high-end stores like Saks Fifth Avenue, you say are less vulnerable to this this economic situation.
Yeah, well, the rich keep getting richer for the most part, and they're spending pretty freely. Actually, the New York Times had a very interesting story a couple days ago about this. People are still buying luxury cars, luxury houses, and taking luxury vacations. Of course, this is an incredibly small subset of consumers who shop at a particular kind of store, whether it's Saks Fifth Avenue, Neiman Marcus, and the like. The average consumer.
But I'm glad they're doing okay, Michael. I'm feeling good about it.
We all are. Yeah. No bitterness here.
Yeah.
But on the other end, Walmart's doing well. So there, in American retail, there's always a barbell. There are people at the bottom who are helping Walmart do really well. There are people at the top who are helping Neiman Marcus do really well. It's the middle that always gets squeezed, and that's absolutely happening right now. If you're at Macy's right now, you're not very happy. You're right in the middle, and your consumer is feeling squeezed, and your sales are going down.
Michael Barbaro from the New York Times, let me ask you one last question before you go. Do you think there are any country songs, or do you think there are any songs, period, that cannot be countrified?
Oh, that's a very, very good question.
Impossible to countrify song, quickly.
Possible to countrify
impossible.
Song.
Impossible.
Impossible.
Happy birthday.
Happy. Nice. Nice.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, Michael.
To you.
Well, he nailed that one. Jack Grace is in our studio. He's our strumming cowboy.